The last couple of shiurim, we were focused on the question of lefisha im dekin lishma, the discussion that Rashi and Tosas have about understanding Rabba's tam. And we're gonna return to that either at the end of today's shiur or tomorrow. Rabba and Rava have been sakrikt over the opening of Machlokas is the question of what's the Tama Takana, the opening Mishnah. And maybe get Medina Sam Sarah Shom Bafai Nechtam. Why? Why did Chazal demand that specifically a Shliach Laholacha of a get from Medina Sayam needs to, in addition to actually acting, Minatora, acting on behalf of the husband, in fulfilling Venasan Biyada, delivering the get Liyada Isha, Midrabani also has to make this report, Bifanai Nichta Vifanai Nechta. So why did Chazal demand that? What problem is being solved? So you saw Machlokas Rabba and Rava. Rabba says, Vishain Bikin Lashma, we're worried about the likelihood that a get come from Medina Sayyam may have been come from someone who doesn't understand, doesn't know about the din of Lashma. Rava says, because of a concern of Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaima, if we needed to be Mekayim, if there was a concern of Ziyuf, how would we be Mekayim the get if all that is assigned in some far-flung country, Medina Sayyam, how are you finding people here to subsequently be Mekayim the get? And Rashi had said that the concern of Bikin Lishma is Ein Yodin, they don't know about the din of the B'nai Mitzvah and Apanei Torah, they don't know about the din of Lishma. Tosas had pointed out the first point that Tosas made, which was where we had focused in the first Dimascha Lefisha and Bikin Lishma. Tosas had been trying to figure out why exactly Lishma? Why Lishma more than any other psul? There are other psul, not only there are other psul, there are other undetectable psulim. It's not the only undetectable psul, so why is it dafka that? Tosas presented two approaches, so the Ram presented a third. Tosas first said, well, maybe it's just Lishma is the most common concern, the most likely psul, and therefore what? And therefore, really, Lishma is not unique. We really mean Lishma and friends, Lishma, etc. That's the first approach that Tosas presents. They really were worried about a pasul aget, an undetectable pasul aget, whether it's because of Lishma or because of Mechubor or because of any other undetectable psul. We mention Lishma because that's the most common. Tosas doesn't like that. Why? Because they point out that if you look in the Gemara later, in Daf Testament days, the Gemara is almost explicit that Rabba is only worried about Lishma and not about Mechubar. It's specifically about Lishma. Specifically about Lishma, but then what makes Lishma unique? So that's what Rabbi Atamet said, well, Lishma is unique. Lishma is unique, not halachically, but sociologically. Lishma is unique because at the time, there was a significant number of people, B'nai Medina Sayyam, who love B'nai Torah, not in the sense of they don't know about the din of Lishma. Why would they be unaware of Lishma but be aware of all the other dinim? No, it's that they don't hold of Lishma. They know, but they don't care. They're not Shomer Lishma. We spoke of maybe why that might be. For whatever reason, there was a common folk approach of being mezalzel in Lishma, not based on an authentic sheet in halacha. This is what they were mezalzel in. It was a common zilzel. So Rabbi Natan says that's why we're uniquely worried about Lishma. And then finally, I think we left off last time looking at the Ran, who has a third approach. Not that Lishma is just more common concern, that's why we mention it, nor like Rabbi Natan, Lishma was practically, historically, sociologically, Lishma was something that people were, unfortunately, more mezalzel in. But he says, al pidin, there is a difference between Lishma and the other psulim. That is, Iran points out the halachic logistics, so the how you actually do things, how you get things done operationally. Lishma is the one undetectable psul that happens before the nesina, and yet can happen after the ksina. Every other psul, if it's not psul in the Nesina, then it's the psul that the sofer is responsible for. Mechubur, or writing the wrong words, something like that. Those are all psulim in the sofer, and the Ran argues, the sofer. The sofer is not likely to be so ignorant. He says, but it's much greater chance that the husband is ignorant than that the sofer is ignorant. So lishma is the one psul that the husband can do without the sofer. The sofer may have written what was originally a totally kosher get. He wrote it l'shem, that husband and that wife. Then another husband comes along and says, I'll buy that get from you and I'll send it to my wife. So that's why, because it's a psul, the other psulim are all mesurim l'sofer, but this is masur l'kal. That's the Ran's solution. And now we turn our attention, after the Gemara gives the two reasons, the Shita of Rava, go on to know Nafkaminas. And the opening Nafkamina is one that the Rishon have a lot to say about, and that is the Machlok is whether or not you're Medayik in the box. State in the box, that based on an Aleph, I may be. Is it Dafka or Lav Dafka? How about if it's Mevim? How about if you have two Shluchim? Asua Beitrei. Two Shluchim for the get, the Gemara says, Eski Machlok is Rava and Rava. How? Rabbah will say, I don't care how many people bring the get. I don't know if on the other end, when the get was produced and sent, was it done l'shma or not l'shma? So Rabbah says, I'm still worried about l'shma. It doesn't matter how many people you send, a shluchim, you still have to say, fine, nechva nechka. But Rabbah says, ein eid mitzvim l'kaimo. So Rabbah would say, there's no concern if you have two shluchim. So why is this? Let's take a look inside. Rashi has a shita, which the Rishonim, by and large, attack vigorously. Tosis has two kashas, at least two kashas on Rashi. The Rosh and the Rajba had more. And the general approach among the bulk of the Rishonim is we have so many kashas on Rashi, we have no answer, we reject Rashi, we think Rashi is incorrect, and instead, we like the pshat of the Riva. So what's Rashi's pshat? What's the Riva's pshat? Where are the kashas? Let's take a look inside. Asyu Beitrei, Rashi said, the third Rashi on Beis on Beis, Shneim Nasu Shluchim Lagarsha. They're both Shluchim, and Get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shneim, and the Get is coming from the hands of the two of them. You'll notice that Rashi is stressing that what? That they are actually both Shluchim. And he, in case you didn't notice it, after he says it, he then further stresses the Get is emerging from the hands of both. And they are actually both Shluchim. No one just came along for the ride. So he says, Rabba by Lameimer, Ein Bikin B'Lishma hasn't changed. L'Rabba lo by Lameimer. Why? Shere Shnaimim, Mi'arabal, Arehe Mitzvim L'Kaimo. Because we have two. So what's the concern? Ein Eid Mitzvim L'Kaimo. We have these two. So that's what Rashi says. We have these two. Harehe Mitzvim L'Kaimo. So Tosis says that's utterly, utterly unacceptable. The little Tosis Dasyua betray Pirsha Kuntras. Lamandam Lifishem Mitsuin Lakaimo, Eilu Kaimu. These two Aidid, these two Shluchim can do the Kiyamashtar, so what do you need to say Befinachum for? If it'll be an issue, Haray Mitsuin Lakaimo. In other words, just to build it out a little bit. I mean, the Seifa of our Mishnah back in Amman Aleph had said that the whole Takana, everyone agrees that Takana is only for Mevi Mevinis Hayam. The Mishnah is clear. If you Mevi get married to Yisrael, there is no special Takana Drabanan. Mevi get married to Yisrael, a Shliach brings a get from Hebron to Yerushalayim, you just, the Shliach hands the get to the woman. And he doesn't have to say it by Nechtan. If the Mishnah said, and Yeshua of Orem is kind of Chosamah, if subsequently the husband shows up and says the mezuyif, so at that point we'll do a kimashtar, but there's no need to do anything in advance. So Rashi says, well, it's the same thing here. If you have, even if it's b'dinas hayam, but you have two shluchim, so weiter. You don't have to say anything up front. And if there'll be a concern later on, so then they'll be mekayim the chasim as then. So what Tosfos is kashas? The kasha. Number one problem, the atu bekipa talahu, she yehu mizumanim lakaimo kish yavah habal the yarer.
are we locking them in jail? Some of the Shom say, are you putting them bekiste? You're putting them in someone's pocket? You're putting them in the dome? You're putting them in jail? Go, different Lashonos, but all mean the same thing. It's true, right now we have Shluchim. And they're here now and gone tomorrow. So what's it going to help? It's very nice, but the husband isn't showing up today tomorrow. Husband's going to show up in a month from now tomorrow, in a year from now tomorrow. That's the concern. And then the Shluchim are going to be gone. Do they live here? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. But maybe they don't. The two Shluchim came by boat from Portugal to Yafo. So maybe they live in Yafo and they're returning from a trip to Portugal. Or maybe they live in Portugal. And they came here on business and then they're going back to Portugal. Or maybe for that matter, they live in a third place. I don't know. Maybe they're from Morocco. And they had stopped there. They're making a multi-stop trip. They stopped in Portugal. When they were there, someone said, oh, we have a get needs to get there. So they said, great, that's our next stop. They took it together, they dropped off in Yafo, and then they're off to Algeria, and then ultimately they end up back in Morocco. Who says that they're staying here? So what does it help you have the aid that they're shulking here now? I don't need them now. I need them at some undetermined point in the future when the husband may show up and be ma'arev. That's problem number one. And problem number two, v'yod lamani das yu betray. Who needs two shluchim? Kach shavim shnayim in ashuk shemakirim chasimas ha'edim. Why don't I need dafka two shluchim? I could have any two people who recognize the signatures of these two Portuguese edim. What's that kasha? That kasha is again pressing on what we noticed before. If we read in Rashi sensitively, Rashi stressed that dafka das yu betray means specifically two shluchim. The problem is, Rashi is making his own pshat very difficult. Why do you have to need two shluchim? I just need two people. Any two people. They don't have to be shluchim. As long as there are other Portuguese people around, they'll be mekayim the shtar. Yeah? Again, Rabba and Rava, the Mishnah says that the Takan Drabanan, maybe Gemini Yisrael has to say Befainecht Feinecht. And the Amorah and Rabba and Rava debate what's the rationale for that Takan. We know the Takan Drabanan exists. The Tanam told us such a Takan Drabanan, but why? For what purpose? So Rabba said it's because of a concern that the get was Shalom Lishma, and we need to ascertain that it was in fact Lishma, it's kosher. And Rava says a more fundamental problem, it sounds like, is a concern the husband may show up and deny the whole thing. The whole thing is mezuzah. The whole thing never happened. The whole thing is a forge. Husband's going to say, it's not for me. The woman must have another man on the side, and he hired this, he forged a get, and he gave it to the Yishluchim. The whole thing is gone. So that's the machlokes Rabban Rava. Is the reason is Tama Takana Ein Bikin Lishmo or Ein Mitzuyin L'Chaimah? So we're explaining Rashi and Tosa trying to figure out. The Gemara says Asiwa Beitrei to two shluchim. So then Rava would say that you no longer need B'fainech Fainechtam. And the question is why? So Rashi says, well, the reason why you don't need B'fainech Fainechtam if Asiwa Beitrei according to Rava is what is because Rava's whole concern is. One shliach shows up, if we don't have him say fainechtam, what's going to be if in a month from now the husband shows up, he's ma'arer, and ain't eidim etzurim l'kaimo. This wasn't signed locally, this was signed hundreds of miles away, Medina Sayyam. So if the husband's going to show up and say claim forgery, we have no way of knowing whether his claim is true or false. So Rashi said, here you have two people, so they could serve as a... If we need Eidei Kiyum, they'll be the Eidei Kiyum. And Tosis says, problem number one with Rashi, because Rashi is saying, I don't even need a form of Fainechtam, because these guys will serve as the Eidei Kiyum. So Tosis says, I have two problems with that. And again, just to clarify the two kashas, it's worth noticing that the two kashas are almost opposites of each other. They're both problems with Rashi pushing in opposite directions. The first kasha of Tosfos is that they are insufficient. They're not enough. The second kasha of Tosfos against Rashi is that they are unnecessary. They're too much. But both kashas work at the same time. Right? The first kasha was, what does it help? It's very nice to hear today, but they're not going to say hang around long enough to still be here when the husband at some point is ma'ar. So they're insufficient. And at the same time, they're also unnecessary. Why dafka if they're shluchim? Let's say they're not shluchim. Let's say only one aide shows up from Portugal with a get, but they happen to be, this is after a Geirish Sfarad. This is in 14, I remember if the Jews were expelled from Portugal in the 1490s as well, I forget the year, before, after? After, 1493, 1494. So now it's 1497, and a single Jew comes, there's still a couple of Jews left in Portugal, including the husband of this woman. A shliach comes with a get, one guy, but he comes with a get to Yafo, and there's a whole community of expats from people who used to live in Portugal who now live in Yafo. So Tosa says, that should also be good. Why do we have to be davka two shluchim? That's the only one shliach, but there are other Portuguese Jews here. Maybe they traveled with the shliach didn't come by himself, he came in a boat. Another 100 Jews pile off the boat from Portugal to Eretz Israel. So what do you need? Why dafka their shluchim? That's the two kashas of Tosfos against Rashi. On the one hand, it's insufficient, because just because you're a shliach doesn't mean you hang around forever. On the other hand, it's unnecessary. Why are you limited only to shluchim? We should have just said if there are two Jews here from Portugal. Yeah.
Aren't those two kashas, the first kashas being addressed against Rashi's interpretation of Rava, and the second against Rashi's interpretation of Rava?
No, both about Rava. Rava with an aleph. Rava, the Talmud, he's the one who says that the concern is ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimo, and therefore he would assume that the takan does not apply by asua beitre. And the question is, why does that follow? On the one, the first kasha is why, just because you have two shluchim, why does it mean that you have therefore solved the problem of edim mitzuyim l'kaimo? Who says they're going to hang around? And if you think it does solve the problem, then why are you limiting the nafkamina only to two shluchim? And Rashi was party to that. Rashi had stressed that, as the language of the Gemara is, asu beitre, asi is to come, and maisi is to bring, like ba and maybe, the same kal hifil, so you have an Aramaic, pa'al and afal, to come or to bring. So why is dafka the two of them brought? And Rashi stressed, they both brought it, mamish, the shluchi, the ba'al, the mishnayis later in the Masech to talk about. From time to time, the notion of making multiple people your shluchim. And Rashi stresses, and they're with it till the end. They both arrive, they both have the get together. Why?
So, I'm saying, isn't this, can't you say though that the second kasha though is also going, well, the first one, well, both people are saying are going on Rabbah, and the second one maybe then going against Rabbah. And Rabbah is Tosfos is proposing, because he's saying that, oh, can't the get be Mekayim through other people there who will recognize the.
Yeah, but Rabbah doesn't think that Kiyum is the issue. Rabbah thinks that Shelo Lishma is the issue. So that's why the Gemara said, if it's Rabbah, so then I don't care how many shluchim there are, I'm no less concerned about Lishma, whether there's one shliach or ten shluchim. But if it's Eid Mitzvah and Lekaimo, so then if I have two shluchim, now I've solved my problem. So, and the question is, but why? Number one, why do they help? And if they do help, why do they both have to be a shluchim? So that's why Tosfos introduces the Riva. The Riva says, Tosfos says, you have to reject Rashi. Rashi thinks that the reason why two shluchim make a difference because they will be the Eidei Kiyum. Nah, they won't be Eidei Kiyum, and who needs them to be Eidei Kiyum? Who needs Dafka Shluchim? That's why Tosfos says, what? The Riva says, no, it must be something that the Eidim are doing. It must be something that the Eidim are doing. But some of the other Rishonim also stress that it can't be that they just say something more general, like, well, we were there, we know that it's kosher, we know it's real, that's basically the same as v'fainach v'fainach, and we don't require them to say v'fainach. But the Tosfos says, no. The Riva, one of the early Balya Tosfos, say he gave an alternative shot. It's not that they're going to serve as Eidei Kiyum if and when the husband shows up. But rather, it's what they did right now. What they do right now. They didn't say b'fainach v'fainach.
What did they do? So Riva says, well, what they did do, and what they definitely did as shluchim, and they only do as shluchim, and therefore it solves both problems, is what? Is what? That they say that they're shluchim. You show up with a get, a fellow, a man or a woman, shows up and hands a get to a married woman, or an erstwhile, up until now, married woman. So we say to this person, well, you're not her husband, even if it's a male shliach, but you're not her husband. Her husband is someone else. What are you giving her a get for? So obviously, a shliach has to declare, without the takar fanef nechtam, any shliach has to declare that he is a shliach habal. So here you have two people saying, we're shluchi habal. So Rivas says, ah, that's the solution. That's the solution. That's for sure going to happen. They're going to make a statement to the Beis Din that they are Shluchei Abal. That, and only Shluchei Abal will say that. Some random other people from Portugal aren't going to say the husband sent these people to be. Well, how would they know? It's Dafka Shluchei Abal. And every Shluchei Abal will say that. So it's necessary and sufficient to Shluchei Abal. And then what does that help? The Sulo Mehem and Lama Lo Shalachtim. At that point, they can no longer say, the husband can't say, this whole thing is a forge. Husband can't claim, I didn't send them. Husband can't claim, I didn't send them. So it's not, the reverse is, it's not that they're going to serve as Eidei Kiyum. Maybe they can't be, and here we come, and to highlight it, there's the third kasha that's raised by the Rashba and the Rosh, which is another question of insufficiency. Who says that the shluchim could even serve as Eidei Kiyum? Rashi is so glibly assuming that, oh, if the husband will show up be ma'arer, these two shluchim are ready to serve as Eidei Kiyum. So the Tosis is first kasha, who says they're ready? Maybe they'll be gone. The Rashi and the Rosh say, let's say even they live here. Who says they recognize the Chesimah Sa'edim? They didn't say B'fanech Fanechtam. We're not at that whole point. We're not asking to say Fanechtam. No, they need not have been present when it was signed. All they know, as Riva points out, is that the husband said, please deliver this to my wife in Yafo. That's all they know. So why do you know? Why do you assume? That's what the Rashba asks. Oh, the stam ka amar dasu abetrei. They makirim chsam yadon shel eden. They name makirim. Why? Why are we? We're not limiting it to a case of shluchei abal who recognized the chesimas eden. He said any case, any case. The Rosh had that kasha. The Rashba has that kasha, and the Rashba comes back to the other kasha place. And he says, what? You're going to ask them? If you're asking them, you're asking them, do you recognize the signature? They say yes. So that's almost identical to asking them to say Fainach Fainach. We're not asking them to say anything. So it's for these three kashas that these Rishonim, Tosas, the Rashba say we reject Rashi. We think Rashi is incorrect. Instead, we accept the position of the Riva. We accept the position of the Riva. That it's not that they're going to serve as Eidei Kiyum if and when we'll need Eidei Kiyum. Rather, they are definitely Eidei Shlichus. They are saying that we are Shluchei Abal. In other words, what they are telling me, we don't know who signed it, but we do know that where did this, Rashi had said that the get is Yotzi Mitachas Yadam. The Eidim are telling us that the get was previously Yotzi Mitachas Yad HaBal. We know that this emerged from the husband can't say this whole thing is a forge and a farce and I had nothing to do with it and this is all made up. You can't say it's made up. The Eidim say the husband gave it to us to deliver to his wife. So if the husband is going to say, Mezuyev, they're going to say, no, we already have it and we took care of it. These Eidim could leave. They're not Manchi Bekipa, they could leave. The Beis Din in Yafo, if the husband shows up a year later and says, oh, this is all Mezuyev, Beis Din will say, no, it's not. We were makabel the Eidus of the Shluchim. The Rambam says, Shluchim hein Eidav. They served as Eidim to what? They already served as Eidim to their Shlichus.
So therefore, we reject it. That's what the Riva says. Yeah. How do you understand Rashi, though? Taken, piling on the kashas on Rashi. How do you talk understand Rashi? Yeah, what would you say?
If the Riva is going on the Baal on the entire Shlichus, maybe Rashi is only the fact that the Shtar is in Suyuk.
Oh, okay. So Benny is not answering the kashas against Rashi, but he is pointing out why would Rashi have wanted to give his pshat. And the Riva has what seems to be a very, very smooth and straightforward pshat, right? Obviously, if the Shluchi HaBaal are going to say that they are Shluchi HaBaal, they are going to say Shabal Shlachim, that's a given, it's built in, Shluchim Hein Hein Eidav, again the Lashon of the Rambam. So it's Gevaldik. Why would Rashi not have wanted to say what the Riva said? So then he's pointing out, the Tosas themselves point out that the Riva's solution only solves one type of mezuyah. What do you mean by mezuyah? You mean the husband to show up and say, I never sent this? Or the husband to show up and say, oh, it's true I sent it, but it was signed, I sent the get with forged signatures. So Tosas rejects that. Tosas says, that's not what we're worried about. We're worried about the main concern. The husband to show up and say, I never sent, the whole thing was made up by some third party, nefarious third party, I never sent it. But Tosin himself pointed out there is a little bit of a gap. If the Eidim say, Shabal Shalacham, all we know is the husband sent it, but maybe the husband had sent a fake shtar. He had sent a fake get. The Tosin says at the end, our only concern, Rabba's concern, is maybe the husband didn't send it at all, or that he will come and say he didn't send it all. Not that he's going to come and say, I purposely sent a phony get. The mistama came to shalach laget kedin aso. The eino chashel lahachshila. Our concern is, If indeed he sent a get, he went to the trouble of sending a get from Portugal to Eretz Yisrael, Mistama, it's a legitimate get. Okay, so Tosas is pointing out that the Riva, there's a chink in the armor of the Riva. It's very smooth, but it doesn't cover everything. So that gets us thinking, okay, so maybe that's why Rashi rejected the Riva and said it's at his trap. But then we still have to figure out, okay, The Baal Yatosis, the earlier Baal Yatosis and the Rush, and then the Rashba as well, they are raising, again, three very significant questions. Number one, number two, number three. And there may be more, but for now let's think about these three kashas. Number one, the Eidim aren't going to hang around to Mekai and Mishnah. Number two, why Davka Shluchim? It could be anybody, it could be anyone, as long as you have people from Portugal. Number three, number three, who says the shluchim necessarily even could serve as Ede Kiyam? Who says they even could serve as Ede Kiyam? And let's reorganize those questions a little bit, because the way we presented them, the way we came across them, first in Tosis and then in the Rosh and Rashba, 1, 2, and 3, they're sort of a little bit jiggled. The first and the third were questions of insufficient. The second was a question of unnecessary. Right? So let's just reorganize a little bit. Number one, let's take the question of unnecessary. Right? Tosis, the second kasha. Why dafka shluchim? And Rashi's stressing here. He went out of his way to stress with two different phrases that shluchim. He said, shnei nasim shluchim lagarshim. And get yoti v'tachas de shnei. Why? But why dafka shluchim? As long as I have Jews from that particular medina, Medinas Hayam. So that's a question of, it seems unnecessary. In other words, why are we formulating such a narrow nafkamina? Could have been much broader. Anytime you have Jews or two Jews around from that area, and then you have the other two kashas, that the lechor is not even going to help. It's insufficient. Number one, they're not going to stick around. And number two, as the Rosh Rajba added, even if they do stick around, we have no idea. We haven't asked them to say Fanech Fanechtam. We have no idea if they're Makir in Chsim Sidei Ha'edim. Remember, it's true if it was local, we wouldn't be worried. But it doesn't mean that, it means someone will know. But not after the two handpicked people. If you're from Queens, so do you know the handwriting of everyone in Queens? Do you know the handwriting? If you live in Forest Hills, if you live in Pomona, you know the handwriting of everyone in Pomona? No. Does everyone in Pomona know your handwriting? No. But if I went to Pomona, I could find out of the X thousands of Jews in Pomona, I could find two who know your handwriting. It's not that I could pick two and they'll for sure know. If I advertise in Pomona, there will be two people in Pomona who will recognize your handwriting. So if you're maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, you may bring a get from Hebron to Yerushalayim. So lav dafka that the shliach is makir, but we'll travel to Hebron. It's not far, and we'll give a clap on the bima and shul and say we need two people who can be makir these chesimas. Someone in Hebron. But that's the whole point. If it's local, so I have access to the whole community. But if it's Medina Sayyam, I don't have access to the whole community. The whole community is hundreds of miles away. I have these two guys. What do these two guys help? No one. They may leave. Then I have zero. And if they stay, who's Russian Rajbas Kasha? Who says that Dafka, these two guys know? Someone in Portugal can be Maka Chsima Yedeh. But not Dafka, these two guys. So that's the problem. So what's the solution? So part of the solution, Tferes Yaakov points out, Chaim points out that part of this was addressed by Rashi himself. And let's take a look at Rashi in Daf Tes Zayin. In this Rashi licked a larger important idea. I told you when we started the sugya last week that we're going to be coming across a lot of, in addition to dealing with the specifics of this Takan Rabban of Hanef Hanechtam, we come across a lot of several larger issues in terms of how Dinu Drabbanan as a whole are structured. So here you have at the very beginning of the second paragraph, at the top of Tezayin Amid Beis. Don Tezayin and Alv, wrapping to the top of Tezayin Amid Beis. The Shmur of Yehuda says, Nehmi Bechanan, Loshon Loshayin Aget Yotim Tachiz Deshneim. Get Yotim Tachiz Deshneim Kosher. The Mishnah is the case of one person said Fainechtam, a different person says Fainechtam. One person says Fainechtam, other one says Fainechtam. So Rabbi Yochanan comments, if they were both Mivim as Haget, as Rashi, and Beis has stressed also, it's Yotze Mitachas Deshneihem, then there's no need for anything. Kosher. Why kosher? Rashi says, the top of Tezayim Beis, Afgat Bokum Karmi. You don't have to say anything. They don't have to say Vaynechtav. They don't have to say Vaynechtav. Lachara Tzuchula Neymar Travayit. If you have one person bringing the get, he has to say both the Vaynechtav and the Vaynechtav. But normally, nothing. Here, a few Achi Kasha. They said nothing, it's still kosher. Why? Because Sava Shtayim Shevi Yoget in Tzichamon Vaynech Vaynechtav. Asyua Beitrei. Mamish, our Gemara. It's our Gemara. 14 blot later. Why? The time is from the imitsun the kaimo. The reason why I say vaynechta vaynechtam is Rava. We do paskin like Rava. Spoiler. But here you have eid imitsun the kaimo. Mamish Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi is saying on Tezayin on the days what he said on Beis on Beis that asyu beitrei Rava would say there's no need for vaynechta vaynechtam. Why? Because you have your agents. It's the same Rashi, not surprising. Here, the Achrom on the base say, if you look at Tezayin, he explains a little more. What does he explain? E kasha came to sof sof shnaimen, mali shneim shluchim mali echamen, reidim etzuyim l'kaimo. Oh, the Rashi says, one second. So why do they have to be shluchim? And that's what the Gemara had stressed. Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's yotzi midei shneim, if they're mamash both actual shluchim, then there's no din fanafanafta. But otherwise, if one's a shlich, the other one's just a traveling part. So then the Gemara is pretty clear here on Tezayin and Aleph that then you do have to say b'fayin nechtav. The question is, but why? Rashi is asking, basically, Tosis Kasha, Tosis second Kasha, Rashi is almost exactly asking on himself. Why does it matter whether they're both shluchim, or only one's a sheikh, the other one's just around? If I have people around, why do they have to be shluchim? So what's his answer? His answer is, in the second narrow law, in Tezayim Abayz, in Rashi, well, and once again, let's start from the last wide line. E Kasha, you're going to ask a Kasha, came into self-sof, Shnaim Heim. After, you do have two people here, so why does it matter, Mali Shneim Shluchim, Mali Echman? Why does it matter whether they're both Shluchim, or one of the only one of them is legally halachically a Shliach, the other one just is traveling with him? Hare Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaimo, still Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaimo. So what's the answer? The answer is, Lo Plug Rabbanan, Ben Imba Im Chaburas Hanashim, Leva Yechid. Lo Plug literally means Lo Chilku. Chazal were not mechalek between a situation where the shliach comes, one shliach comes with chaburas anashim, the group of people with a traveling group, versus ba yechidi, where he comes alone. The aim of, so that's lo plug. What do you mean lo plug? And why not say lo plug between one shliach versus two shluchim? What's Rashi saying? And he goes on to explain. No one is checking these people, these traveling partners. What does that mean? We're not checking anyone. We're not checking the shluchim either. We're not asking for anything. The lo muchach hamilsim, because it's not clear, it's not obvious. The davar, the milsa, is not muchach. It's not self evident. What does that mean? V'mbasa lahachshir hazeh, yachshir hazeh. If you're going to makshir a case of one shaliach who came with other traveling companions, you're going to, because after all, Eidim Mitzurim L'Kaimo, you're going to end up being also makshir a case where the guy comes himself. Aha. Avol kishishnayim heviyu, but if two shluchim bring it, milz the muchacha. That's something that's clear. V'lo shchichin, it's uncommon. V'lo achmor barabon. In that case, Chazal were not machmir. That's a loaded Rashi. What's he saying? He's saying one and a half things. The first thing he's saying is this concept of lo plug. And he's explained a little bit of what lo plug is, all jokes about lo plug aside. What lo plug means, and he's saying, Chazal were not machalik between a case of a single shliach with no traveling partners versus a single shliach with traveling partners, even though they have traveling partners, have anything to do with that. But if it's two shluchim, then that we do differentiate. What's he saying? I mean, lo plug means, if you think about what Rashi is saying, he's saying the following. Chazal need to, when you craft a din d'rabbanan, we're talking, up until we're talking about the tam ha-takana. We already made the point last week that every takana d'rabbanan has two parts, two stages. There's the tam ha-takana, and then there's the actual tzuras ha-takana. There's a problem that Chazal want to solve. Some of the gittin are in kasher, some people are writing on Shabbos. People are being dishonest in the business, whatever it is, there's some problem. To solve that problem, we're going to make a takana. So there's always a tama takana, and the guy's going to ask my timer, what rationale prompted this? What problem are we seeking to solve this takana? But then, Chazal, once they identify a problem, they have to actually craft and design the takana. The tsuras of takana, what the hagdara, what the definition of takana actually are, won't always correspond exactly to the tama takana. We need to make durable, clearly defined categories that define the din d'rabbanan. So he says, you could start telling me, he says, to say, hamevi get, there's a, there is not, we should be medayik in the box, so to speak, that we understand well. Why? That's a well-defined category. Who is the shliach? Is there one shliach or there two shliach? So that's easy to define, a clear differentiation. But to start saying, well, if you bring a get from Din Sayam and you traveled with other people from the same country, then you don't have to say fanech fanechtam. How do you define that? That's very amorphous. What does traveled with mean? They came a day later, they came a day earlier. We were on the same boat, we were in two different boats. We're on the same camel, two different camels, two different groups of camels. It's a very amorphous and not a halachically sharp category. So that's low plug. That once we
once we define, we have to craft a takana drabanan, and once we craft it, it's going to apply even when the tama takana does not apply. We've maybe touched on it other times, that maybe exeris hakasuf, it may be similar to the dinim daraisar like that. But Rashi is pointing out there's going to be chip away. If you say anytime the tama takana doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply, there'll be active chip away. People say, oh, well, I'm not going to have that problem. I can be mekel. And more, there'll be passive chip away. That's what Rashi is stressing. If it's not well defined, any loosely defined, oh, well, because they're a traveling partner, no concern, then they're going to be mocked, the whole takana is going to disappear. Even a guy comes by himself, we're going to stop with the... with the Befana Nichta, Befana Nechta, it's going to, the whole Gzeira, the whole Takana is going to slowly wear away. So that, this Rashi, the Achronim here and there point out, that this Rashi, if you read him slowly and carefully, he's addressing Tosis, the second Kasha, of the Shluchim are unnecessary, just take anyone. It's true that other people could also serve as Eid Mitzvim Lakaimo, but Chazal need to make a sharp, clearly defined Hagdara. So all they said is one aid versus two aid. It still leaves the other two questions open of insufficiency. Maybe the aidim will leave, or maybe the aidim don't even know. So for that, we're going to pick up tomorrow and see how general principles of Dina Drabana will help us there as well.